Well, today the Biden administration was supposed to lift a public health order introduced along the U.S.-Mexico border at the beginning of the pandemic. But on Friday, a federal judge in Louisiana blocked the administration's plans. You'll remember Title 42, as it's known, gives U.S. border agents authority to stop people from crossing the border to seek formal asylum. They are stopped out of COVID-19 concerns. And more than 20 states had sued to keep Title 42 in place. So it stays for now, but what happens now? Elisa Resnick is a reporter with KJZZ's Fronteras Desk. She's in Nogales, Mexico. Elisa, remind us, why did proponents want Title 42, and why did the Biden administration want to end it?
Right. Well, this is a policy, again, that is a public health protocol through the CDC enacted in March of 2020. So the initial reasoning was that COVID-19 concerns should limit the amount of people or the way that people are processed at the border. Today, proponents for keeping Title 42 in place argued that lifting it would result in chaos or more chaos at the border and would result in a higher number of migrants being processed into the United States. Those who were in favor of lifting it as planned by the CDC and the Biden administration argued that Title 42 itself had created this bottleneck at the border where asylum seekers were left with no choice to move forward and access their legal right to asylum, which, again, is a right under U.S. and international law.
Well, you've been speaking with asylum seekers. We know many in Mexico have been, you know, counting down to today when they thought this Title 42 was going to be lifted. What's been the reaction?
Yeah, it's been really a big reaction here. I think that Nogales and other border cities are full of families and individuals who are hoping to access asylum at the border crossing itself. And, at the moment under Title 42, that's just not possible by and large. So the reaction here in Nogales is really one of despair and shock. I spoke with a couple of families yesterday who were really counting down the days, as you said. I spoke with a woman named Mari. She's a single mother from southern Mexico. She's been waiting here in Nogales for almost a year and kind of bouncing around the border since then. She said that hearing the news, people were just really upset. Here's what she said. Basically, what she's saying here is that the majority of people were just crying and crying when they heard this news. You can hear another woman in that tape say that it was heartbreaking. But what she will say also is that today they're coming to the port with this hope that that they will be listened to and that they will come to the port and have more people listening to them with this hope, with this faith. And in a couple of hours here, families will head to the border crossing, and they will host a vigil at very close to the gate where people cross back and forth between Arizona and Sonora. And the purpose of this is basically to share their thoughts on Title 42 and asylum and their stories, as well as just singing. There will be some prayers had there. So it's really an opportunity for families just to kind of be heard today after this news came down on Friday.
Well, what about other asylum seekers you've met? I mean, what are they facing now?
Right. Well, Nogales has been a place where a lot of different asylum seekers have come to see if they can access asylum and protection at the border crossing. That includes people from Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and also people from Haiti. You know, there's a couple of different Haitian families here that I've spoken to over the last couple of weeks. I spoke with one Haitian man. His name is Jodel. We're only going to use his first name as well. He came from Chile. He has not lived in his country in Haiti for some time. He came to the border largely on foot with another Haitian. And so they have faced a very long journey here. And, he told me that they are just kind of in this state of limbo. Let's play his tape.
Si uno fue en la garita a pedir,
right? So essentially what he's saying here is if you go to the border crossing and you ask for asylum, they won't listen to you. And then if you cross through the desert or, you know, between these border crossings, you're deported because you crossed illegally. And so he's really distilling this sort of conundrum that a lot of asylum seekers are facing right now, which is that there is no access to asylum at the border crossing by and large. You know, and if you are arrested in between ports in the desert, there's often, you know, there's not an opportunity there either in most cases.
Alisa Resnick, a reporter with KJZZ's Fronteras Desk. She's speaking to us from Nogales, Mexico, right on the border. Alisa, thanks so much for your reporting.
Thank you very much.